T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
A new feature here on Total Information AM on Sunday mornings at 7:20. We're going to be talking with John Hancock and Michael Kelly leading up and maybe even after the election, depending on how that goes. And of course, this weekend, gentlemen, first of all, thank you for joining me. It's good to be back with you guys. We haven't chatted in quite a while, so it's good to have you back on the program.
Indeed. Glad to be here.
So the big news, of course, that broke on Friday night, the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, opening up a spot on the Supreme Court. First, Michael Kelly, talk about RBG.
Wow. Maybe one of the most influential women in the history of America. An incredible jurist and a lady who really became beyond regular culture with her personality and what she represented on the Supreme Court, and it's a sad, tragic passing.
And John Hancock, your thoughts?
You know, Brian, in many ways, Ruth Ginsburg's loss, she was very influential on the court, is kind of a mirror of the loss of Antonin Scalia. You know, Ruth Ginsburg, a scion of the left, Antonin Scalia, a scion of the right, and her loss is massive. And it's going to leave, it's going to leave a big hole in the court. And she certainly has left a mark on American history.
And, of course, the conversation now is about filling that hole on the court. It didn't take very long for Mitch McConnell to come out and say that we are going to vote on a nominee before the end of this year. John, your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know a lot of people are going to point to Merrick Garland and say, you know, that Mitch McConnell's a hypocrite and blah, blah, blah. The precedent with Merrick Garland was no president has ever appointed a judge in the last year of their presidency when the Senate is controlled by the other party. That was the precedent. And look, if the shoe here was on the other foot and the Democrats were the president and the Democrats had the Senate, I guarantee you, they would nominate and fill that seat.
Michael Kelly, do you agree?
No. The hypocrisy of the right here is just sickening. Here we are, 45 days from an election? President Obama had nearly a year to be able to consider his nominee, and the Republicans played politics. In fact, Lindsey Graham has strong statements saying, use these words against me someday. We should never do this in the last year. I mean, guys, come on. People are already voting. Of course it's hypocritical. He's a hypocrite. But, you know, this is what the Republican Party has become, something that will do anything to hold on to power, break down the standards, and potentially ruin democracy as we know it. This is a bad, bad thing that Mitch McConnell's about to do. And I hope that not only will he be stopped, but that he will be beat in November by the people of Kentucky, to make an even larger point.
And Michael, you know how it is these days, and John, there's always a tweet and always a tape.
If an opening comes in the last year of President Trump's term and the primary process has started, we'll wait till the next election. And I've got a pretty good chance of being the judiciary.
You're on the record.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold the tape.
I want you to use my words against me. If there's a Republican president in 2016 and a vacancy occurs in the last year of the first term, you can say, Lindsey Graham said, let's let the next president, whoever it might be, make that nomination. And you could use my words against me and you'd be absolutely right.
John Hancock, Lindsey Graham said, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
How stupid was he? Here's the reality. Look, there's a lot of things broken in our politics today. But in this case, I guarantee you guys, if the shoe was on the other foot, this is just politics. Republicans have the White House. They have the Senate. They've got a vacancy on the court. They're going to fill it. The Democrats would do the exact same thing. That's not a result of the new bitter partisan blah, blah, blah. That's just politics. That's as politics has always been. and always, Lord willing.
So, John, are you saying the leaders of your party's word is no longer worth the tape that it's on? This is the Republican leadership who said this prior. They told the American people, believe us, we should wait for the next president. And now the standard has changed. What we know, we can't trust the word of the president. So is anything that comes out of a Republican's mouth just fraudulent? Is that what we should accept?
Well, Lindsey Graham was stupid to say that. I mean, you guys, believe me, you guys would do the exact same thing if you had the White House and the Senate. And Lindsey Graham was stupid to say that, and it may cost him his seat in South Carolina. So be it. But, I kind of see this position filled on the court.
Here's what worries me, Brian, about what the long-term consequences of this ruthlessness of the Republican Party is. They set up a new standard of accomplishing things. There's a potential to add two new states to this country, which could mean four Democratic senators if the Democrats take control of Congress and the Democrats take control of the White House. There's a chance that the Democrats could then add members to the United States Supreme Court. This is the precedent, the types of things that the Republicans are forcing Democrats to consider. And they're going to scream bloody blue murder, but they're the ones who've broken down these standards, these normalcies, and their word means nothing.
And of course, Harry Reid is the reason that we can have a Supreme Court justice confirmed by the Senate, because Harry Reid, the Democrat Senate leader, put in the nuclear option. I'm all for hypocrisy. Because everybody's a hypocrite, and as long as we recognize that, then we can have a conversation.
And isn't that the problem with politics? Isn't that the problem with politics and the reason that people are fed up at this point?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
So when does it change?
I hope the penalty is played by Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell. It's not just enough to beat Donald Trump. We need to beat these Republicans who know better, who are violating norms, who are allowing this man, who's not even a Republican, to take over their doggone party.
So how is this going to affect the election? Now, President Trump can really, get his base, maybe, some of those who may be on the fence, if he, nominates a strong pro-life, pro-gun nominee, which he is going to do, will that help him, or is his base already solid? And if he does that, will it, get more of the other side of the aisle out to vote? So how is that going to affect the political scenario?
That is the question, right? And I don't think we know the answer to it. There's in the last, 48 hours, so much speculation. One of the things, there's a group of in the Republican electorate, I don't know if it's 8%, 12% of people who don't like Donald Trump. All right. And they were maybe going to vote for Donald Trump because of the Supreme Court. And if Donald Trump fills this last vacancy on the Supreme Court, does that 8 to 12% of Republicans now feel like, OK, let's get rid of the circus and go the other way? That's a possible outcome here. And so I don't think we really know the political implications of this thing just yet.
Michael?
It's flabbergasting to me to even listen to this nonsense after what we went through for nearly a year. I think the Republicans are going to play a heavy toll in November, irregardless of the decisions that are made on the Supreme Court. But what this is putting is a glaring spotlight on a Republican Party that cares more about party than institutional norms and keeping stability in our country. And, it'll be folks that are leaders of the Republican Party who will own exactly what's happened here, because they are opening floodgates they are going to regret.
Boy, we have a lot more we could talk about, but we are fresh out of time. John Hancock, Michael Kelly, it's always great to talk with you. Thanks for joining me this morning. Talk to you next Sunday.
Have a great day.
Michael and John on Total Information AM, where the news is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.